So my love, the kasher is, aren't we talking about even in the case, b'shamad b'din, like isn't the b'rais or b'shima talking about all cases? Mashma, any time you started out with a chiv of kanas, even though at the time when he denied and swore false, they already went to Bezdin, there was already a modib adin, still you see what? You put it from the carbon shrua. So you see, not like Rabbi just got finished saying. So where it says, Pashad loy, I'll tell you there's no proof. I'll tell you here, this b'rais of b'shim is b'dafka, b'shalo yamad b'din. Maybe the b'rais is only talking about where they didn't go to Bezdin yet. If they didn't go to Bezdin yet, then it's a pure chiv kanas. If you admit that your ox killed somebody's eved, your potter. So that's what we say, it's not called the kfiras mamin, because at the time when you were kofer and swore false, there was no chiv money yet. You did not go to Bezdin yet. There's only a chiv knas which doesn't take place until you go to Bezdin. So since at the time when you swore false, there was no chiv money, it was only knas, that's why you potter from the carbon shrua. But maybe, like Rabbi says it's true, if they would have went to Bezdin first, and later, when I ask you for the money, you deny it and you swear false, maybe then, if you admit, you would have to bring the Korban Shavua. This is not a kasha on Rabbi. So Mar says, no, for me, the ratio of Bishamad Badin, since the ratio of that price is talking about when they did go to Bezdin already, is the Chur is Seifa Nami Bishamad Badin, the Seifa, these cases that Rabbi Shimon still says, Yepotah from the Korban Shavua, since it was Kanas, is also talking about even though they went to Bezdin already. So Churden HaSmashma not like Rabbah. Smashma, even though they went to Bezdin, and Bezdin Paskin, you have to pay the Kanas of the Shloshim by the Yevid, or the Yevid to go free, or else the Peter and the Mefuta. Still we say that the person is Kaifer later, still Yepotah from the Korban Shavua, because it's called Ikroi Kanas. So Churden is not like Rabbah. What's the raya? The Tani Rashi. It says in the Rashi like this. Ain li yelad dvorim shemishalmim aleim esakeren. When do we say that the chiyuv korban shvua only on money matters? When you have to pay money, shemishalmim aleim esakeren. When you have to pay the keren. Tashlume kefil. When you have to pay kefil though. Tashlume abo v'chamisha. V'yoynes v'yamafatul moitishem r'minayin. How do we know even in these cases also? As Rashi says, the Rashi is the Rabbonin. And the Rabbonin argue in Reb Shimon, and they say clearly like, when do I, the Rabbonin saying, when do we say Yepotah only if you didn't go to Bezdin yet? How do we know here also you have to be in Korban Shavua? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Moal Moal Ribui. That there's a Ribui. There's a Ribui to say, the Rabbonin hold even by Knas, also, you have to bring a carbon shvuah. The Mori Askash Echidami, what is the Rashi talking about? Either lo yamad bedin, if they didn't go to Bezdin yet, kfeilu miyika, as the Chur Pshita, you can't be chayiv a carbon shvuah. There's no chiyuv to pay back kefil. What do you mean to say that you swore false, that you denied money? There's no chiyuv to pay kenas before you go to Bezdin. So if the Rabbanan have a pasuk here that's marba, that even by kenas, when you swear false and deny it and say you don't have to pay the kefil or tashlum above the chamisha, and then you admit that you have to bring korban shavua, is pshita talking about el pshita b'shama b'din? You have to say it's only talking about when they did go to Bezdin. They went to Bezdin already, and Bezdin paskin knows that you have to pay the kefil, or you have to pay the above the chamisha, or you have to pay the enes and the mefuta meti shemra, the 100 shkolim. And then later, the man was kofer and denied it, and he swore false. So that's called his mamma swearing false on money matters. So then we start to say that if he agrees later, the rabbanan say you have to pay, you have to bring korban shvua. So that's the ratio. So in the rabbanan, when they argue in the ratio, pshit is talking about when they had a modi bedin. Now, with me, the ratio b'shama bedin, since the ratio of the b'raisa clearly is talking about when they did go to Bezdin, if so, Seifun Ami B'Shamad B'Din, the Chur the Seifun Reb Shimon is also talking about where they went to Din. In other words, was Reb Shimon arguing on the Rabbonin? So Chur Smashim Reb Shimon says his Alocha even when they went to Bezdin. Reb Shimon argues on the Rabbonin. Reb Shimon says no, even though they went to Bezdin, but since it's a Chiyav of Kefon, Tashlumei, Arba B'Chamisho, Einis V'Mafuta, it's a Chiyav Ikroi Kenas, we say Yepotah from a Korban Shavua. So it's not like Rabbah. Some Malay Rabbi says, no, I can answer you like this. Omalei, Rabbi says back, Yechilna Lishnui Lecha, I could answer you that Reisha Bisham Abedin, the Reisha when the Rabbonin say, you are Chayav Korban Shavuos, when they went to Bezdin already, was a Psak Din, the Seifa Bishliyam Abedin, and then Echnami. So the Seifa is talking about where they didn't go, Tamod Abedin yet. So who then the Kashra is, what's the Machlokes then? Look, there's no argument then. And the Gemara says, Echnami, I'll tell you really, the Kula Reb Shimon he, and the whole price that goes according to Reb Shimon, not the Pshat, the Reish is the Rabbonin, and the Seifa is Reb Shimon, even though it only says Reb Shimon in the Seifa, but I can answer you, a Doichi Teretz, the whole thing goes according to Reb Shimon. Therefore, according to Reb Shimon is very good. When you didn't go to Bezdin yet, that's the Seifa, you're potter for the Korban Shavua. But the Reish that says, the Chayiv Korban Shavua is where you did go to Bezdin. Like Rabbi holds that according to Reb Shimon, if you went to Bezdin, the Bezdin Paskin, the Chayiv, now it's called the Chayiv Money. Therefore, if you swear false, it's called the Kfiris Mumin, you have to bring a Korban Shavua. Nemar says, but I don't want to answer you with Doichik or hard Teretz. I don't want to give such a teretz. Why? Because if so, you could ask me back, listen, Reisha. The Reisha should have started off at the beginning already. That Reb Shimon Aimer, like if the whole Reisha is Reb Shimon, why does it wait till the end and say Reb Shimon Aimer? You should have started off right away at the beginning and say Reb Shimon Aimer. Or listen, Sefer, Divrei Reb Shimon. Or else I should have said at the end of the Seifa, Divrei Reb Shimon, which we mashma, the whole thing goes according to Reb Shimon. And like this, that's what the Deichi Teretz. Because like this we have in the middle of the Braisa, it says that Reb Shimon Aimer Yochel, Emel Chaveru Nasi Potisi, this is the middle of the Braisa. There's a ratio before, so it's not like that. So it's not mashma that both the ratio and the Seifa go according to Reb Shimon. Because otherwise Reb Shimon's name should have been at the beginning, or else at the end, but not punk smack in the middle. So really, I don't want to give this Deichi Teretz. So what else could I tell you? Ella, I'll tell you like this. Really? Ella, I'll tell you, Kula Bisham Abedin. I tell you, the whole Brice is talking about true where they already went to Bezdin. And Bezdin paskin dice the Chiev, that is the Chiev Knas. For Reisha Rabbonin, for Sefer Rabbi Shimon, and the Reisha Nechlon, like we wanted to say, so this is not like Rabbah really, that the Reisha goes according to the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin Shittur is that when Bezdin paskin the Chiev Knas, from then on it's called regular money. And from then on, if you deny and swear false, it's called a Shruas, you are kai for money. And therefore, you have to bring a Korban Shavua. That's the Rabbanan Shita. The Sefer that says, not like that, the Sefer says, even by Knas, still your potter, even after a Mod of Adin, is Reb Shimon, goes according to Reb Shimon. Screw, he said, not like Rabbah. But according to Reb Shimon, even though they went to Bezdin, and Bezdin says you have a Chiyuv to pay the Knas, but if later you denied and swear false, your potter from Korban Shavua. It's called Ikrei Knas, that's not the cases the Torah said Yichai. But like this. So Rabbi says back, I'll agree to you, Linyin Korban Shavua, the Rachmona Patrei Mivichichish. I agree to you, there's exactly a custom here. You only have to bring this Korban Shavua if you swore false on pure money matters like Vichichish Bamisoi. Like in a case where I say, I gave you something to watch. You have my money in your house. And you denied and said, no, you never gave it to me. That's pure money matters. You're denying money that I gave you. There we say you have to make the Shavua, you have to bring Korban Shavua. Mashaykin, in these cases where Ikra is Kenas, I agree that's not the case of the Torah, that you put it from the Korban Shavua. But V'chi Kamina Mamayna, when the Rabbis say that according to Reb Shimon, after Bezdin Paskin V'chi of Kenas, that it's called money, I'll tell you it's called money Heve L'Rishi L'Banav. It's called money that if the father dies before he collects the money, the money goes to his children. Or if they don't have children, it goes to his brother. That's what I mean to say. That this much, I hold Reb Shimon agrees. That even though it started out to be Knas, if Bezdin Paskin, this man was Manasseh's daughter, so Bezdin Paskin, the Chiv of Knas, now it's called like there's money there, that if the father dies now, the father's Yorshim have a right to collect the money, and not that it goes to her. That's what Rav is saying. But he falls away. A Korban Shavua, he agrees, according to Reb Shimon, you put it. He's only saying, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's called money, Lahurvish the bonus. And even on this one, that's the kasha. Now, the Mishnah says not like that. Eisvei, we have a kasha to you, Rabbi. A kasha back. He says, now, Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, Noim, Rabbi Shimon says at the end of our Mishnah, Em lo yispeak or leak voice. Ad shimei sa'av, in the case of Mufuta, or Nanusa, someone was Manas' daughter. And they already went to Bezdin. Bezdin paskin the chi of the man has to pay the father the chamishim shkolim. And the father died before he had a chance to collect the money. So the Mishnah says clearly, according to Rabbi Shimon, harei hein shel atzma, that she gets the money, not the father's brothers. Now, v'yarmid, if you want to tell me that according to Rabbi Shimon, momen hevel rishul abonov, that once Bezdin paskins the chi of Kenas, it's called like a chi of money to the father. And his yorshim would get it even if he dies. If so, liatzma amai. Why does the Mishnah say liatzma to yachin boyim hevi? It should have gone to the brothers. If you say, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's called mamon laharish labanov. So our Mishnah says clearly not like you. Our Mishnah says clearly, according to Rabbi Shimon, that even though bezdin paskin a chiv, it's not called money, still called like a chiv kanas. The father doesn't have a right to get it unless he collects it. If he dies first, he doesn't yashin it. He can't give it over. So my Rabba says it's true. Hai milsa kashya bo rabba rav yosef eshrim batatin shoni. This kashya they had shver for 22 years. 22 years this kashya was bothering them. They didn't give up. They were thinking about it for 22 years. They didn't have a teretz for 22 years. Adi yosef rav yosef resha. So Rabbi Yosef finally sat down, he became the Rashiva then, he sat down at the top, Opirka, and he gave a teretz like this. Shani Hosen, it's different, the kenas of Oynes and Mefut is different. There are different types of kenas. Other kenasim, Rabbi Shimon agrees to say that's called money after Psak Din, that the father does yashin it. But Anusa, the kenas of an Anusa and Mefut is different. Shani Hosen, the Yom HaKroh, the Pasuk says, V'nosana Ish, HaShoychi Bimor, in a case where a man was ma'anis, forced a person's daughter and lived with her, the pasuk says, "V'nosin is asherich b'mol avi hanara chamishim kosef." So we dash in here, "Loizich satar lav ela mishas nesina." Here it says, "V'nosan mashmi you have to give." That when does the father get it? When it's given to him. But before the father collects the money, even though they went to Bezdin and Bezdin passed the chiyuv, here this kenas is different. Here it's not called the father's money, because the pasuk says v'noson ish, he has to give it to you. So when the man gives the father the money, then it's his money. But before the money was given over to the father, it's not called the father's money. The chi kama rabba mamoyne hevel erish tabanuf. When does Rabba say before that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's called money? As soon as you go to Bezdin to Paskin, that now the person has the right to be Marisha Labonov, Bishar Knossos. In the case of Chavetz where somebody sure killed your Evid, or else in the case where you punched the Evid's, you punched his eye out, or other cases of Knas, by Tashlumi Kefel, by Tashlumi Abba B'chamisha, there we say once Bezdin Paskin Achiv, even if the person dies, his children Yashin Zachoyf. Mashenka by Nusa Mafuta, the terrorist is clearly Vinosan, the father only has a schus in it when he actually collects the money. The Mo'ela Mayat is so, Gabieva de Chsiv, it says by Yevet also, where somebody sure kills another Evet Kanani, it says, Kesev Shloshim Shkolim Yitin Ladoinov, it says the owner of the shore has to pay the owner of the Evet 30 Shkolim. As a chorus says, Lashon of Yitein Ladoinov, as Hachinam here also, you want to tell me that Loizich Sater will Yodin Elim Mishas Nesina, that the Yodin only has a right to get the money, it's only his money when it's actually given to him. But if he died before they gave it to him, even though they went to Psak Din, you want to tell me his Yoshim won't get it? Is that true? So Gemara says, maybe no. I'll tell you, Yitein Lechud V'nosan Lechud. We only make a special drosha by Knasa by Anusa Mefuta. The Torah says, V'nosan ish. V'nosan is mashmi, you have to give over the money. Then it's the father's, only when it's given over to him. But Yitin could be different. Yitin is not the same lashon of V'nosan. Yitin could mean, even before it's given over to him, that once Bezdin paskin l'chiyiv, Yitin is enough. For the Mara Iyachi, if so, if that's the pshat, so when we said before, like Rabbi Shimon is saying the drushes here, that the Torah says v'chichesh and not kenas. So if we're saying now that Rabbi Shimon only argues by the kenas of oinus and mefuta, why does it say tamlam v'chichesh? He should have said tamlam v'nosan miboylei. His zikah drusha is from v'nosan. From v'nosan he learns out that this kenas is different. So he said the long word. Rashi says tamlam v'chichesh b'tmiya klema. Mayir with the nos of law shas lepturim of the chichesh. He hechad the yal of shah kenos of kleima. Midloy domila tashlum a yad lem ever equals loss of mammon. Tabula the ashenam and lab mammonu. Rahmona of anosan, lezix letter at shas nasina. In other words, we should have said better from the word venosan, not from the word vechichesh, if we're making this drusha now. Omarovo, ki yitzra vechichesh. We need the word vechichesh could go in shomad bedin. O bogro o mesa. In a case like this, in the case of Taka, they went to Bezdin, and Bezdin passed in the chi of Kenas, o bogro, and then she became a bageris, that what the money goes to her. O mesa, now she died. To osam ki koyaris avio mino dido koyaris. That here, when she became a bageris, the money goes to her. And then when she dies, the locher is the father yashins his daughter, so the money goes to the father through her. In other words, there's still a case of the money of Anusa Mefuta that you need the Pasuk of Chichesh. You need the Pasuk of Ikroi Knas and not just Tam from Venosan. Because there's a case where the girl became a Bageris. If she became a Bageris after Amad Bedin, before Amad Bedin, the money goes to her. So the Chiv now is directly to her. And that the Torah doesn't say for Nosan. So when Bezdin passes, the Chiv is to her, it's called the regular Kenas like any other Kenas. And then she dies. So the question is, does the father yashin it or not? So that's what we need to be within. The father should yashin it. So in such a case, we need to post the Chichesh, that if now the person denies it and swears false, still he's potter from the Shavuos, a carbon Shavuos. Because from the Pasuk of the Chichesh tells us, Yoni chai the carbon Shavuos davka an ikrei mamin, and not an ikrei knas. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon also needs the drasha of the Chichesh, even by a nusay mafuta. So it comes up like this. For carbon Shavuos, we dashen from the Chichesh. A carbon Shavuos, according to Rabbi Shimon, is only ikrei mamin. Anytime the Chiyah started out to be knas, even though later on it changed into money, because she went to Bezdin, still you're potter from the carbon Shavuos. But by regular kenosis, when you go to Bezdin, he's moid, it's called mamin, you could yashin it to your children. Only by the chiyav of mefuta and anusa, there the Torah says v'nosan, that the father only gets it when he receives the money. Before he got the money, the father can't yashin over to his own children. The marihachi, if so, yotzu elu shen kenas maminu. Why does it say yotzu elu that they're called kenas? No, who are they called money? Should have said even yotzu elu that are money. Amel Nachman bar Yitzchok, it means to say yotzu elu sheikron kenas. What Rav Shimon meant to say is these things are different. Even though now that you went to Bezdin, it's called money, but ikron it started out to be a chiyuv of kenas. Therefore, there's no korban shvua. That's Rav Shimon shita. That a korban shvua is only when it started out the chiyuv of money, but ikron was kenas yipata. Esmei, we have a kash like this. Rav Shimon poiter. Sheinim Mishalem Knas al Piyatzmai. Says Rav Shimon is potter, because you don't pay Knas al Piyatzmai. So we dash in what time model Yom Abedin. Mashma, because you didn't go to Bezdin yet, it's called al Piyatzmai. Ha'omad Bedin, Mashma, if you went to Bezdin already, to Mishalem al Piyatzmai, that since Bezdin Paskin Achiv, now if you would admit that Bezdin Paskin Achiv, you would have to pay the money. So Mashma, Korban Shvua, Nami Mechayiv. You would have to bring a Korban Shvua. So it's not like we're saying, according to Rabbi Shimon, any time it started out to be Knas, you're always potter. And here it's Mashma only because you made the Knas as potter. So my answer is no, Reb Shimon HaTeilu, the Vrei and the Rabbonin Karmalu. Reb Shimon now is talking back to the Rabbonin. Libdidi, according to me, myself, my own Shita, Afagav, the Yom Bedin. Even though you went to Bezdin and they passed Knes the Chiyiv Knas, still, Rachmon HaPatrim and Bechichesh. Reb Shimon knows, the apostle says, Bechichesh, you only have a carbon shuan by pure money. Well, it started out to be money. But if it started out to be Knas, even though now it's money, you're potter. Elalid is cool, but according to your Rabbanan, let's say no. It depends how it is right now. Oidolemios, Hechadolayama Bedin. In the case where you didn't go to Bezdin yet, the Kikotova Kenosa Katova, that when you're asking now for the money, you're asking for Kenas.